You join us at Site Village Central in Birmingham, and I'm delighted to have caught up with a really good friend. It's Matthew Horspool, General Manager of the Braless Foundation at the Braless Foundation stand. Welcome, Matthew.
Thank you, Stuart. It's a pleasure to catch up with you as always.
Listen, I suspect there are some people who listen to this show who might know about the Braless. We ran a very successful World Braille Day conference with you guys beginning of this year. But just for people who don't, maybe give us the Braille's elevator pitch if you can.
Yeah, sure. So we encourage people to use Braille if they already use it, and we teach people Braille if they don't already use it. And we really just promote Braille as it still exists, it's still viable, it's still a solid option for people. Yeah. And we just want people to use Braille more.
Are people coming to Braille later in life and talking to you guys? Is because that was always a challenge, I think, for people, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's happening more and more now. We launched a Braille for Beginners course during the pandemic, and we were overwhelmed with it. We got about 130 registrants, and the number hasn't really slowed down since then. You know, local authorities are starting to learn about us. They're sending people in our direction. RNIB is starting to send people in our direction. We're building a real momentum about Braille. Word of mouth advertising is going up. And just, I think now that people are talking about Braille in a more positive way, you know, people are starting to see it as a viable thing again. And it's really good to see that.
Your Braille for Beginners course is totally online, totally remote. How do you teach Braille to somebody without ever physically sitting down with them?
Yeah, so there are limits with a remote Braille course. We do more reading than writing, and obviously there are some people for whom it just doesn't work because they need in-person one-to-one teaching. But we send out resources in the post, hard copy resources in the post, about a 20-page booklet that they can follow along. We have some audio lessons which they can either stream online or they can download them, and we make a zip file available so somebody can copy them to a memory stick. You can play them in your memory stick player, or you can put them on your talking book player and play them that way. And they're about 15 minutes each, and they cover about 2 pages of the booklet, so there's about 10 lessons. But the idea is you follow the lessons through, and then once a month we have a Zoom support session where people can come in and ask questions and anything they're stuck on, or they can come to there's a Google group that we have for Braille for Beginners participants, and they can catch up with people there, and they can say, look, I'm really struggling on page 6. Does anybody else struggle on page 6? And they can get peer support that way. So we've found it's really effective at just getting people introduced to Braille, and then as they get more advanced, they might move on to something like fingerprint or go and find a local Braille club or something to just go to the next level.
And the lovely idea is people are learning at their own pace.
That's right. They're learning at their own pace. It's free of charge. So some people will learn and they'll go, this is really too slow. I need something quicker. Some people will go, this is too quick. I need something slower. Some people will say, this isn't the right fit for me. But having done it, we're able to then point them. We're able to say, well, that's fine if it didn't work for you, but try this method instead, or try this person in your local area, or try this alternative course. And we can really give them an educated sort of signposting because we know where they struggled in the beginner's course.
Okay. And speaking of trying things out and finding out more, where can people find you guys, and if they're interested in learning Braille or any of the other events that you do?
Or indeed, so even for advanced Braillists, we do masterclasses about a range of things, Braille technology, Braille shorthand, Braille note-taking, how to choose your Braille display, all of that sort of thing, Braille labelling, and it's all on our website. If you go to braillists.org, braillists.org, we've got braillists.org/events/beginners/newsletter, but go to the website, have a browse around, and if you want to contact us, the email address is help@braillists.org.
Matthew, thanks for chatting to us today. Hope you enjoy the rest of the show.
No worries. Thank you, Stuart. Have a good show.